Welcome to Fit to Be Real.
And a little extra.
We are 93 weeks into the game.
That is insane to me. 93 weeks.
$93,000? Holla. Oh, it's 96.
It's 96. I was going to let you go.
That's annoying. We've done this for, so if you are just tuning in, and if you're not, this is our 93rd episode that we have consistently put out. Once a week, I am going to pat ourselves on the back for that. No matter vacation, sickness, busy week, schedules being crazy, we're in that right now. We get it done.
And I feel like the words in sickness and in health come to mind.
We are married to this podcast.
Victoria has listened to my voice nonstop for 93 weeks.
I didn't think working with you and like growing up with you would get worse or like get more potent.
Potent.
Yeah.
Okay. We are in the season.
Potency?
Well, yeah. Well, that, and I was thinking potions.
Ah, that's a different word.
I know.
That's a completely different word.
But it sounded like, ooh, potent. I'm a witch is potent.
You are a witch. Carly's a witch in the not hippie sense.
No. I'm a bad witch.
Ew.
I don't know. I'm potent.
You've made a potent.
Yeah, I've made a potent.
We're a bit dizzy today,
mm-hmm.
right? I think it's something in the air. It's something in the week. It's something in the whole season. Yeah, the whole month. It's the end of October. Halloween, as we are recording today, Halloween is tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how that happened. I'm sure, and I feel like a lot of people are with us with that sentiment. Like, how did October just fly by, but at the same time feel like a very long month? We're only still in October.
I know, but I feel like for the first time in a very long time.
First time in forever.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
That was from a kid's movie. I'm very proud of you.
I'm a giant child.
I know.
How dare you?
Listen, we know that. I feel like for the first time in forever I have done October the right way.
Oh, wow. What does that mean?
Just I got in all the things that I wanted to. I know you posted a meme about me the other day of the guy from Adam's Family, Uncle Fester, that is like, this is what I look like because I'm trying to be the mom that's like fitting it all in and doing it well. But
all year long.
Yeah, all year long. But I feel like I actually did do all the fun things that I missed out on the past couple years because we were so tired and overworked. And I still am tired. I am still overworked, but I'm rearranging things. So I feel like I've gotten it.
You're living more.
I'm living more and saying yes to the things that I want to do more and no to the things that I don't want to do because it's messing with my yeses.
Yeah. I actually agree with that.
Yeah. For you or for me?
For you.
But
also for me.
Yeah.
Because that was like my goal. If we're going to take it back to the 2024 goals, my goal was to like live more this year and to not necessarily stop working, obviously, but like in and among everything you just said, basically in and among the regular like hustle, just to start living, doing things, saying yes.
I mean, if you had heard the conversation right before we turned this podcast on to record, you would not think that we're doing very well, but we're fine.
No, it was actually very on par. What we did before this was a little vent session about what is going on our day today and like things that bother us and things, you know, we haven't talked yet. So it's 10 a.m. It's 10:31 on 10:30.
Oh, very good.
Thank you. And we are now speaking for the first time. So it was like a vomit of, this is everything that's going wrong today. Bah!
And usually we speak at 8:30 a.m.
Yep.
or before or 6 a.m. And we have yet to talk to each other today, which is very rare and unusual. So it was a word vomit when I walked in.
Usually I ignore your 17 texts at 6 a.m. while you're having your coffee until like now. So it's been a day. But that is what we're talking about today. Venting, emotional dumpage.
Yeah.
And how it's normal and how it's very, very normal. So tune in. Here we go. I'm Victoria.
Hey, guys. I'm Carly.
Emotional dumping isn't a word that I've like heard of before, or like a phrase I've heard of before. I've heard of venting.
Well, yeah, I vent every single day.
But it's very different than emotional dumping.
Yeah, what's emotional dumping?
Exactly. So emotional dumping, it's an act of unconsciously sharing your feelings or perspective without the awareness of the other person and their emotional state or needs. So it's that like, it's the person that just complains about everything and doesn't care if you're actually listening, but they're talking to talk. They get stuck on something that's really bothering them and they can't talk about anything else.
Right.
And you just have to sit there and be like, are you kidding me right now? Like that, I think we all have had that.
I've had that moment before.
Yeah, me too. But I think people live in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I can think of two people in my world that I'm like, oh, they do that all the time.
Name them. Name them. Name them.
Right now, you.
For Bravo fans out there, Sarah, name them. There's so many Bravo fans out there that can relate to what I'm saying. Name them.
Okay. Anyway, if I could find a sound effect that goes wah, 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 I would add it, but I can't. So I just did it.
Name them.
Oh my God.
Okay. Sorry. I was going to say emotional dumpage sounds pretty negative. And
it is.
It's living in a state of negativity.
But
basically,
we don't say emotional, like, you're emotionally dumping on me.
I'm going to start.
We don't say that. We just say, oh my God, you're venting. Like, stop venting. We do that. However,
there's a difference.
Healthy venting is a thing. And it's basically just doing it consciously with the other person involved. A healthy venting session occurs when the listener supports the person venting by offering supportive responses, empathy for the situation, or just actively listening. It's honestly just having the open communication, being like, hey, this is bothering me. Can I just let it all out right now? And then you do it, and then you don't have to keep doing it.
Right.
So after healthy venting has to come acceptance of the situation and or of the moment. I'm just being like, okay, I got it out, moving on with my day, or else it's just emotional dumpage and like unhealthy venting.
Right. And I feel like there's been times when I've been emotionally dumping where I've realized it. I've realized while I'm doing it and think, you know, oh God, how do I stop myself or how do I get myself out of this?
Yeah.
Without just completely being like, okay, never mind.
Well, I think it comes with communication to be like, I just realized that I just started spewing all of this at you without like talking to you. Thank you. I don't need to keep talking. Mm-hmm. Like, you just have to like talk your way out of it.
I know. I'm not a good talker. You know this.
You're really not.
No.
You're really not. You talk more in your mind, which talks you out of things that are usually the right things.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And in that case, it's like, I think that's what part of the process of what we were going to do today, because we have 10 things that we hate about you.
10 things I hate about you. Do you guys get it?
But really, it's not about the other person or people. It's just 10 things that we're going to spew off that we believe universally people are just like need to vent about sometimes.
I agree.
And that's how it came to be, because it's like, it should happen. Healthy venting should happen, or else you're going to hold it in. And then it turns into emotional dumpage if you don't. So it's okay to have those moments. I think the problem is nobody, like what you just said, feels comfortable getting out of those moments.
Getting out of it, yeah.
So then it gets awkward, and then it's like, oh, I don't want to do that because I don't want to feel that feeling again of awkward and like shame.
Oh, you should come into my world. I feel that at least every 15 minutes.
Awkward and shame?
At least awkward. We all try and live in a positive space daily, but it's impossible to live like that. There are things that everybody hates, and it's okay to have negativity.
Yeah, you have to have it.
Exactly. Just like the highs and lows, and as you know, we've talked about before. And I think that we all, like Victoria said, we all don't like a lot of the same things. So sometimes when you acknowledge it, you can either laugh at it or figure out how to like it a little more or less.
Or just like be indifferent at that point. Like some of the things that I'm going to say, they're things that I'm like, oh my gosh, we hate these. How annoying is this? But in the grand scheme of things, like who cares?
Who cares? Yeah.
But in the moments that you feel the negativity towards these specific things, you feel it strongly.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, you just have to let it go.
There are so many things in the moment that I just cannot get over. And then the next day I'm like, oh God, I may have overreacted.
I say, no.
I'll never admit it. I'll never say die. And I will go harder and harder. Harder.
You are the most unhealthy person I know. Oh my God. It's the season of the witch, y'all. She's coming out.
I know. But I've said to you day in, I am aware of all my faults. I'm aware of what I'm doing. The back of my brain works so hard to tell me that I'm doing something wrong or saying something wrong or to let something go. And I am so good at ignoring it.
Why just the back of your brain?
Because I don't know.
Your pineal gland's in the front.
Don't. Your what? Say it again.
We're moving on.
Say it again.
Oh my God.
Name them.
How do you have three children?
I don't know.
What the?
10 things I hate about you. Sometimes you just need to vent. Carly and I are going to rattle off 5 things each that we hope wherever you are listening right now, you go, oh my God, me too. Thank God someone just said it out loud. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, we hope you resonate with it so that you can be like, you know what? That's hilarious. I actually, things don't matter, mm-hmm. right? That's the point of today. So right? We are healthily going to vent these things in a brief matter because we're not going to harbor and stay too long. Okay. Yeah, Carly, you're not going to stay too long. Get out. All right.
I was going to sing a song. We don't need sound effects. You're pretty good at it.
Yeah, I learned it from Lewis.
Yeah, he is good at it.
All right, I'm going to go first.
Yep.
Apple upgrades.
What the?
If you are an Apple user.
What the fuck?
I don't care that I'm going to put an explicit on it. Your phone just starts stopping, like it just stops.
But you know why, right?
I know, because they want you to buy more. They want you to, it's capitalism. It's all about money. Yeah. It's all about money. It's not about what works. Mom is using a phone.
Oh my God.
That does not accept phone calls and now is starting to not accept text messages. So she's missing everything. Mm-hmm. And as much as like a normal person would be like, okay, then go fix it. She can't. Because she can't find the time, which is her own issue.
That's a separate issue.
Number one. Hey, Mom. Number two. It's okay. She doesn't listen to this anymore. Number. She doesn't. She stopped.
She doesn't have the time.
She doesn't have the time. Number two. If it would just work, it wouldn't be an issue. Like, why? It's
because they want. I mean, you know.
They want more money. They want you to get the next big thing, which really. The way that like our production system of American-made things or whatever, they're not as good as they used to be.
Like, I know.
Refrigerators from the 50s are still working.
Well, I'm telling you, I had in my old house, everything was old. It was had the best, had character. It was awesome. Mm-hmm. I had knob and tube wiring in my house.
Yeah.
And like it's illegal now because it's unsafe, but it worked for 70 years without having to get an electrician in there to fix it.
Like, which is probably why it's illegal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because people can't fix things that aren't broken, right?
Right.
So, I mean, electricians are great. That has nothing to do with that. It's just that's how things are made now.
Like, they're made cheaper.
Stoves are crapping out. So are refrigerators. They're not lasting as long. Like these things that you have to buy, i.e. Apple phones, a phone. I will never not be an Apple
user. Yeah, I know. I was going to say, well, yeah. All right, this one's a little bit different and something that I absolutely hate and I do it daily. So I hope that there are some of you out there that can relate. I hate washing my face and the water runs down my elbows.
Oh my God, stop it.
What the?
It is the worst.
It's the worst.
It is, but sometimes the night sweatshirts that you have, I don't know if that's a thing, they're not very tight at the wrist.
Yeah, so when it gets down.
But yeah, so when you try to pull the sweatshirt up to the elbow, and then you're using it, it comes back down to the wrist and you're like, but I can't touch it now because I'm soapy.
Listen, this is a real problem that every single night I conveniently forget and just go, oh my God, I didn't want to wash my forearms. I was trying to wash my face.
It's not the forearms. It's the fact that your clothes are wet.
Yeah, it like, goes like, all the way. You put the water on your face and it just runs and then it gets all over the sink and the floor.
It is not a Neutrogena commercial.
No.
When they splash their face and they look so happy about it, I'm disgusted.
Disgusted.
I agree with you.
Thank you.
That's a legit one.
Mm-hmm.
It's too legit
to quit.
Yeah, we're going to keep doing it.
I have to wash my face when I get home.
Which is like its own venting. I hate that I have to wash my face every time.
Oh, my God. That's a sidebar.
It takes forever. I'm like, I can't even sit down on the couch yet because I have to do my like nightly routine.
I know. And it takes a while. Like, I hate showering.
I agree, though. I totally agree. It's a chore.
I hate it.
It's not a luxury.
No.
And so many people are like, what? It's so nice after a long time. No.
Is it?
It prolongs my need to sit down. Or my want to sit down.
To get ready for bed. And like, because I'm a night shower because we teach mostly at night. And I hate it.
Well, no, we start sweating in the morning and it keeps going until the end of the day.
Sometimes I do two-a-days.
There's no.
Two showers. And it's.
That's stupid.
Such a pain in the neck.
Yeah, that's stupid.
It's the nature of the beast for us. But at the same time, everybody showers and it's annoying. I have to mentally prepare myself to be like, get up.
Yep.
Just do it.
No, don't sit down.
Yeah.
Don't sit down first.
No, never.
You're never getting back up.
No. Sometimes I don't.
Yeah. We know. We can tell those days. That's when the hats come out.
I was going to say, when I'm putting on a hat, you know.
Monday morning.
Monday morning.
All right.
Oh, I guess I am a creature of habit.
No, you are a something of consistency.
I'm a person of consistency.
There we go. Couldn't remember the first word.
I said that to one of my little kids at the dance studio. Somebody asked me something. I said, I'm a person of consistency. I said it with a stutter too.
You're Rain Man.
I was trying not to say that and I couldn't think of anything else to say.
That was a better description. Good job. I didn't know why you were stuttering so much. Okay. Mm-hmm. Who cares your texting style? You want to text one thought per blue bubble? Fine. Fine. You want to, you know, keep it a little bit more consistent and put spaces in so you're only texting once? Great. That's fantastic. One, don't just like my text message.
I know.
Or laugh at my text message.
What the?
No.
I didn't know this was a dramatic monologue.
Sorry. Because I hate it so much. I hate it. So much. My phone will go off. I'll look at it and go, what do you want me to do with that? Do I have to respond to that?
No, it just is their way of telling you that they saw your text messages without responding.
Cool. Don't respond until you can actually text me back. Yeah. And the second part of this is in a group thread.
Oh, that's so annoying.
You don't need to like everyone's. If you're the one who created the group thread and people are responding to your, let's say it's like an RSVP or like a, hey, you're all invited to this thing. And there's 10 people in the group thread. And people are one by one going, I can be there. I can be there. If you created the thread, you don't have to like every single I can be there or I can't be there. And if you are someone that's in the group thread, you don't have to like whatever somebody who texted out wrote. I'm in so many group threads. Most of them mom created with the teachers.
Yes, I know.
And the family and the blah, blah, blah. You don't have to like everything.
I know.
It drives me insane. 90% of my texts are on silent, but I hate knowing that they're there.
I know, because what happens is when your phone goes off 15 times within 30 seconds because one person just sent a text message and everybody just liked it or exclamation point or ha-ha'd or hearted. The reason ha-ha'd it. The reason I don't like it is because I think I do it a lot with my younger classes because we're all in like group threads, and to me it's like, respect me enough, I just wrote you a text message to talk to you about something, respect me enough to answer and say yes, I received this, or I'll be there, or not just like thumbs up, because I'm like,
yeah, I think it's rude.
That's what I meant.
It's
to
lazy
say. I think it's rude. I think it's a respect thing to answer with words,
and if you can't in that moment, do it when you can. So it's like, well, I didn't have time. Well, then do it when you have time,
right?
I will sit around and not think about the fact that you haven't responded to me in a timely manner. But when you do, I'll be like, oh, great. They got back to me.
Uh-huh.
Freaking like my text message. Get that.
Well,
get out of here.
She clearly is angry about this. And I'm going to continue on the text.
Yes.
I didn't know you were going to say that. And my next thing that I hate is when somebody texts me to say, call me.
What the?
I absolutely hate when somebody texts to say, call me.
Okay, so you're just talking to mom here.
Okay.
Mom loves doing
that. No, Andrew does it too. Sometimes.
Why?
Because I'm not picking up the phone or whatever, or...
Yeah, Carly.
What?
You're your own venting session. Everybody's going to vent about you and your phone. You shouldn't have one.
I don't like text messages.
You shouldn't have one.
You should not have a phone. You don't need an upgrade. You shouldn't have one.
I'll take mom's phone.
You literally don't answer the phone.
Just tell me in a text message what you want and I will respond. If you text me and say, call me, I am not calling you.
First of all, he's your husband.
Oh, yeah.
Get over it. Second of all, she's your mother. Third of all,
I didn't think we were dissecting each other's and like, let me be. I hate that.
No, because you're like, you're annoying. But I get it. I don't think anyone's ever, other than mom, I don't think anyone really does that.
Oh, I've had people in the past, mothers that I've taught, like kids, hey, can you call me?
No.
Tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
And I will ignore you.
And I will, like, and then sometimes I'm like, no, I'm sorry. Can you tell me what it is? Because that makes me uncomfortable and puts me on the spot. And if I'm on the spot, I am 100% like more likely to give in to whatever you're asking me because I have a problem with saying no. So I know myself.
Well, that's a boundary.
Yeah.
Your boundary needs to be, I'm sorry, I don't have enough time to give you a proper phone call. Please write it out in a text. You need to have like a...
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah. I don't have enough time to give you the proper attention in a phone call. So if you could please write it out, I will be happy to talk to you this way because I have more time to dedicate to you.
What? Usually I just say no.
That's weird because you don't like confrontation. But nobody can say no to that.
No, that's so good.
Yeah. Play this back and write it down.
I didn't think we were trying to fix each other's stuff today.
We are healthily venting. Did you miss the first part? No, it's just that's if it bothers you that much.
There's it does.
There you go. You've helped me once, but that's fine. Okay. All right. I know for a fact that every single solitary human listening to this and not listening to this is over it.
Okay.
Political texts.
Ugh.
Political commercials and ads.
Mm-hmm.
Politics in general.
Mm-hmm.
But like,
what the?
Don't text me at 10 p.m. Some automated. There's always like a trigger. What's it called? Not a trigger. It's like the first line that pops up.
Yeah. Like in your text messages.
It's to pull you in to be like, oh my gosh. And usually it's like, hey, what are you up to? And then you open the text and it's a long political text. So whatever that first phrase is, I can't think of what the word is. The other day, I should have saved it. It was like, hey, Victoria, it's Judy.
Judy?
Judy. And it was like, I hope to see you at spinning with the DJs.
What?
Yeah.
I want to go.
And I was like, Judy, I don't know who you are, but tell me more. And so I clicked on the text message and it was like, spinning at the polls in Morton on November 5th. And then like a link to where your polling places are. But it was basically saying like they're going to do some DJ spots at the polls in this area to make it a party.
Okay.
So you come out and vote. Fine. Wonderful. I hope all the DJs are there.
Another one.
I hope all the DJs are there.
Don't text me, Judy. Like,
yeah.
I'm so over it. I'm so over it. And I'm very offended.
Oh.
Not really.
Okay.
But like, I get my nose up when I'm watching something and I do not pay for the high price subscription. So I have all the commercials.
None of us do.
And I don't care about that. But like, when you're watching a show, any type of show, and then it cuts to commercial, and the first things that's like, he's a rapist, he's a blah, blah, and they're just trashing, or she's a, and they're just trashing them in the worst way, I sit there and I'm like, thank God I don't have kids sitting next to me.
I was just going to say, you're very lucky that you don't have kids.
Exactly.
Because my kids say all the time, I can't wait till the election's over and we don't have to watch those commercials.
But like, even more so of like them being annoyed from it, how do you explain what they're saying to them when they're like, mommy, what does that mean?
Yeah.
What's that word mean? And you're like, well, like, have a little class.
Yeah.
Like, what happened? And they're on the billboards where it's just like
I
these
know.
Horrible, horrible things on the highway, Because it's politics. It's not politics anymore. It's entertainment and it's gross.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm obviously it's going to end because there is an end date. That's not something that like lasts forever.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm over it. Like I'm over it.
I agree. I just hit stop on all of my political texts. I just keep replying stop, stop.
But
stop.
It doesn't say to reply stop.
Is oh, some of some of them do.
Oh, okay.
And
I guess I'm not reading all the way through.
Some of them don't. But if you hit write stop, they will stop. Then another text message would be like, you unsubscribed. And I was like, I never subscribed. So I don't know how you got my number.
Whatever the system is, it's annoying.
It's broken.
Obby.
All right. My next one. Things that I hate. We all know that I hate.
Thank you for the title.
Anyway, anytime. Anyway. We all know I don't like the word trigger. And we all know I don't like the word navigate. But now I'm going to give you another one that I hate.
Dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Okay. I hate when people say, I need to navigate through this. No, just do it. Okay. Anyway, we've heard this before. Here's a new one. I hate when people say, oh my God, you're my favorite human.
What the?
I hate that.
Oh my God. Who says that?
Well, no one says it to me, but I've heard it.
Is that why you hate it?
I've heard like when people say that, I'm like, no, just say you're my favorite person. Say you're my, oh my gosh, I am enjoying you so much right now. Or, oh my God, I love you. When you call somebody a human, I feel like that's so disingenuous. We all know you're a human.
Okay.
You're not saying you're my favorite dog. You know you're a human.
I'm a dog.
No, but I'm saying.
You just said I was a dog.
I'm saying there's no confusion that you are a human.
So it would be saying like, oh, you're my favorite person. Is that different?
No, that's fine.
Why? You know you're a person.
Because a human is different than.
A person?
No, a human is a species.
What's a person?
A person is an individual.
Ah.
And I feel like when people say, oh my God, you're my favorite human. It's like, what?
Okay. Yeah.
Be there for me.
I am.
Because you are not my favorite human right now.
I am totally
it's
there
just
for
one
you.
Of those phrases, just like triggered and navigate that it just when somebody says, now again, no one's ever said it to me, but if somebody did,
you're no one's favorite human.
My skin crawls when I hear that. I just feel like it's a trendy, not genuine thing to say. Know.
When you say you don't like trigger or navigate, and you said navigate like this, navigate, meaning you don't like when people are like, I don't know, I have to navigate through this. That means I negate everything you say after it.
Don't say negate, navigate. I don't like trendy things.
Are you sure you meant navigate, not narrative? You don't like when people say change narrative.
I don't like that.
So was it narrative and not navigate?
No, I don't like that either.
Oh, okay.
I forgot about narrative, but I don't like narrative. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I'm changing the narrative on my life. No, you're changing your life. You're not changing the now I'm negating that.
There's something deep inside me when you speak and say certain things that I don't know what to do with. It's like a burn. It's this deep burn that like makes me want to scream. But I have better composure.
Make you
want to
scream. Make you want to scream. Michael Jackson. Well, unfortunately, you have to navigate that for the rest of your life.
It's just words that you don't like.
I know. These are 10 things I hate.
You just want people to say them simpler.
I want them to say it more genuine.
Why is it ingenuine?
I don't think if somebody said to you, oh my God, you're my favorite human, that they would mean that seriously.
People say that to me all the time. First of all.
I just think that's a phrase that is overused, just like, you know, everything else.
Okay. Yeah.
Shut up. Go to the next one. You're triggering me.
You can't say you hate something and then use them, even in jest.
Well, I'm showing you how disingenuous I'm being.
We all know.
Oh, okay. Just making sure.
Your disingenuity. Amazing. Okay. I think this one's pretty across the board. People that stand on an airplane in the back of the plane, like before your row gets there and they're already standing And then they have to like, they make you anxiously try to move so quick because they're like, I'm waiting.
What the?
But they're behind you. Like, right. You have to. You're in the, you're the rows behind me. Why are you standing already?
Yeah.
And like, well, I was
Ooh,
in,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
I was in a situation where there was a huge delay. I was trying to come back to the Philadelphia airport. But I guess that's like, there were a lot of like, that was the last flight out type of deal from, uh-huh. I guess, where I was coming from to Philadelphia. And that flight had a lot of connecting options and because Philly is international. So because our delay was so bad, so many people missed their connecting or were going to have to run off of the plane hoping that they could make their, like, it was sad. There was a girl crying.
Aww.
She had to sleep in the airport. She was like 19 flying by herself. And they were like, can't help you. Like, it was just such a horrible situation.
She had to navigate that whole situation.
Yes. And guess what? She probably took the time to navigate it and did very well. And you would have been a trash fire.
Trash fire.
I have no idea.
A trash fire.
But okay. If you were any type of person on that plane, you saw all of the people that had to talk to the
steward.
At the front desk.
They don't call them stewards anymore.
Well, at the desk.
Oh.
Like before getting in.
Yeah. A receptionist at the airport.
Yeah, where they're the ones being like, hey, this name, can you come up? Can we talk to you? Everyone was like, I have a connecting flight. You could hear it all. Even with your headphones, you were watching people be like, but what do I do?
Yeah.
Like, it was the vibe of the whole thing was stress. And they had people, anybody that had a connecting flight and were going to miss it or there was going to be an issue, please get in line and come talk to me. So the amount of people in that line, it was the flight.
Yeah.
It was almost the whole flight. The amount of people that stood and they were like, please let me get by you. Please let me get by you. I have to run. I have to run. And these men and just like weren't moving.
Was it just men?
The ones I'm picturing in my head, it was like right by me. It was these three older generational men. Yeah. And they were like, no, we're all getting off the same flight. No, sir. You don't have a place to run to. It's just consideration. It's just like, you know, kindness. It's all that. But
yeah.
9 times out of 10, even if there is no connecting flight issue and you know the drama that everyone's going through, don't stand up until it's time for you to like get off the plane.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that.
I don't care
if you clap for the pilot. People hate that too.
Oh, I love that.
I don't. People are like, if you clap for the landing, get out.
Oh my God. I always clap because I'm like, thank you, God. And thank you, pilot.
Half the world hates you. And half the world agrees with you. That's a whole.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. God, I'm just so thankful that we made it.
That was a big thing on Bumble. If you clap for the landing, swipe left. Like, that was a lot of their phrasing.
I would like my kids to clap for me every time we get to a destination in the car.
I agree with that because it's a crapshoot. It's a, you know, big risk. But I don't care about that. But if you are someone who thinks you are better than mm-hmm. everyone, it's basically that. You're better than everyone. You've been on this flight as long as everyone else, but you need to get off first.
Yeah.
Like, get over yourself.
Yeah. Get over yourself.
Like, no, sir.
No, sir.
I hate when people repeat me. Just kidding.
All right, my next one. Things I hate.
My next one.
My next one. When the next holiday is already out in the store before the holiday that we're about to celebrate hasn't even happened.
What the?
Yeah, Christmas is out right now.
Now, it's been out for 3 weeks.
But like Thanksgiving and Halloween.
But Halloween was out in August.
Yeah.
So you know me.
I hate it.
And you know us. We are huge holiday people. And I am the first one to text Victoria and say, pumpkin spice, coffee's out. Like, let's go. And that's in August.
You just did that for
Christmas cups.
Peppermint?
Oh,
yep. Christmas cups.
Christmas cups. Yeah. So I love that. Okay. Makes me happy. It makes me actually gets me excited for this season to start, even though like I don't like back to school. The season, like that's a good thing. It like helps me get through it. But when you're celebrating Christmas, October 10th, and all that stuff is out in the stores, I'm like, wait, I feel rushed.
It
gives me a little bit of, you know, anxiety because I'm like,
I'm missing out.
I haven't done the pumpkins yet. And I haven't even had my Halloween party yet. And Christmas is already out. And I don't want to miss like all the bad stuff too.
You're not missing anything.
No, I know. But I think just the rush of that store sort of craziness.
Yeah.
Because I'm the first one. I get my tree the day after Thanksgiving. I love to celebrate the holidays.
But like, isn't it dead by Christmas?
Oh, yes.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. Especially the way I water plants.
You don't water it.
Exactly.
I don't think you've ever watered a Christmas tree.
So it is dead.
Wow.
But I don't care because I have just spent a month enjoying its life. And, you know, December 27th, it is out the door.
Do you know plants are alive, right?
But yes, I know.
Plants are living things. So what you do is you decorate a dead thing that reaches your ceiling.
Why? Because I cut it down?
Yeah, it's dead.
No, like Andrew keeps it alive with water and salt or sugar or something.
I'm sorry, are you seasoning your tree? Are you Mrs. Dashing your tree?
Mrs. Dash. Yes, I am.
No, it's a dead thing that we all just like decorate and put presents under.
Do not take away the joy that I have of smelling that tree for at least 5 days before it completely dies on me.
It's basically a scarecrow just laying there.
You're ruining
me.
I hate you. Anyway, don't rush my holidays.
I agree.
I would like to feel the joy for as long as I can.
But not before you want to feel the joy.
No, I want the stores to ask me first. And I will give them the dates that I am ready to purchase their things.
I like how you're navigating this. You are my favorite human right now. Okay. That's my favorite sound. Last one for me.
Congrats.
Wow. What a witch. Listen. She's the snow miser, everyone. Service fees.
What the?
Yeah, why?
When you buy a ticket to a concert.
Oh, yeah.
Why? What do you mean, why?
No, I was just thinking like when you're tax, like, but it's not
no,
tax.
No, not tax.
It's a service fee.
Not tax. Tax is tax, even though like, you know, tax is money. But when you're like, oh my gosh, I found these tickets to a show because everything's way too expensive. You're like, what? It's only $99 for this entire Broadway show. And then you go to check out and you're like, oh, cool. It's $186. What? Like, are you kidding?
Yeah. It's the worst.
I understand everybody has to make their money, but that is just criminal because there's no need. There's no need for that. And I feel like the price of the ticket maybe should have part of that built in, so that you can see what the full price is to know what you're checking
out
with.
And it's not like sticker shock when you go to check out.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree with that.
And it's like $50 plus for what? For me to click a button for someone to have coded within 30 seconds to make that work for us? That's the service we're paying for? Why are you looking at me like that?
Because I hate it too.
Her nose flared a little bit, but she was also trying not to smile, but her lips were connected. Please paint that picture in your mind. That was very, very unnerving. However, I appreciate your support. I bought a lot of tickets this year.
Yes, I agree.
And it's so upsetting when you get to that checkout and you're like, I thought I was actually not going to break the bank on this fun experience. And half of the bank is because of the service fee.
Yeah.
It's just, obviously nobody likes it. No one's going to be like, well, I don't mind. But it irks me that much where it makes me sometimes not even look into tickets.
Because of the giant.
I know. Because I'm like, if I could go up and walk up to the place and buy them and not pay the service fee, but I don't have that opportunity.
Mom used to do that on Broadway because it was such a big difference.
Yeah, but if we had lived in New York, we did that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't live there. I don't even getting into Philadelphia. I'm like, well, that means I'd have to drive to the Academy.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that. So I'll buy them online. But I'm paying a lot in just having a website name attached to the ticket. You know?
I know. Yeah, no, I agree. I'm still going to buy the tickets, though. Are you mad?
I mean, no. You do you, boo. But I'm going to navigate it for a second.
Okay. Oh, my God. I swear, if she says that all week long, I probably...
I swear by the moon and the stars in the sky.
I couldn't think of any of the words.
I'll be there.
For better or worse.
Yeah.
Till death do us... Oh, that was great.
Par. Oh, I was getting cute guys.
Anyway, all right. Last thing that I hate, that Victoria might hate, but you might all hate as well... Are you ready for it? It's a big one.
Are you ready for it?
There you go, Swifties. I have never, ever in my life, and this is 100% accurate, put on the fitted sheet correctly the first time.
What the?
And I hate that. I have never done it.
I've done it.
I would like the fitted sheet companies to put a this end first.
I think some do.
And like on the opposite side, I want them, or like this end up. Like this is the top, this is the bottom, or one corner says first corner and then the bottom other side says second corner so I can figure it out.
But there's four corners.
Right. I just need the first two. I just need the top left and the bottom right. And then that's fine.
Why are you putting on a fitted sheet diagonally?
Because if I put it on top and top, every single time, I've put it on the wrong side. Like I've put it on the short side instead
of
the long.
So you have to see if it's the length first. Correct. Is that what you're saying?
And I, twin bed, doesn't matter. King size bed, doesn't matter. I've put it on wrong and I get so angry. Have you ever been on a top bunk the fitted sheet on wrong?
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
No.
So poor Lewis doesn't get his sheets changed very often because I hate putting on, I'm like sleep on a sleeping bag because that fitted sheet on the top bunk is so hard.
I totally get it.
So hard, so hard.
I used to hate doing that when we lived in New York because the bed was up against the two walls. So you had to fight to like get it down. It's different now, but I totally agree. I've done it recently. The past couple bed changes, I've done it successfully and I give myself a cheer because I feel good about it.
It's a really hard thing to do.
But it's like, because it's hard to measure. They all look the same, especially if the sheets get bigger. So if you have a king size, we both have king size beds, and it just seems like everything's the same length.
Yes.
You could Sharpie the one, like there's a tag in one of the corners.
Yeah.
So if you put bottom left or bottom right, then
that would be very easy.
Oh.
And I feel like.
You just want to know it.
I just want to be angry every time I make the bed.
Oh. You just want an emotional dump on your bed. Got it.
No, I should do that because the kids have bunk beds. Melody has one that's up against the sidewall. Yeah. And it's very frustrating to just be cursing at the sheets.
But not frustrating enough to Sharpie on it.
No, I'll do it.
I've never done it. I say it, but I've never done it.
And then try folding them.
I was going to say, mine isn't even the bed part. It's folding the sheet.
I have now decided that I just stuff all the sheets in one of the pillowcases.
That's what I do.
Yeah, because there's no rhyme or reason to folding.
Oh, no, I fold them, though.
Oh, no.
I fold them and then tuck them into one pillowcase.
Oh, no.
But my folding the fitted sheet is trying and then rolling.
Yes. And then finding socks in there in the laundry that are stuffed up into the corners of the fitted sheets. There's like socks and underwear and like small shirts.
You have to shake them out.
Yeah. This takes a lot of time.
What?
I have to go shopping for my holidays and I don't have the time to shake out my fitted sheets before I take a half hour to put them on the bed.
The best is when Carly goes to yoga with you at 6 a.m. and she's got a thong attached to either her pants or maybe the towel that she's going to lay on her yoga mat. She's like, oh, that's awkward.
Every time on my yoga mat towel that I roll out, there's at least two thongs and a sock.
It's very specific, but I'm here to tell you it's very accurate. And sometimes it's attached to Andrew because he's like pulled something out of the laundry and put it on real quick.
Oh my gosh, that's so true.
The thong. That was on me.
I like it when the beat goes. Da-da-da-da. Let me see your booty go. Da-da-da-da.
Oh.
The thong.
Yay.
Cisco. Leave it at that.
Cisco.
I think what needs to happen is I just need help with the fitted sheets. I'll pay somebody.
And static cling.
I will pay somebody to put all my sheets in my house.
That was a really good one because that is something I forget about when you walk away from it until you go to do it again.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That's not something that like.
It's like labor in like. Having a baby, you forget how hard it is, and then you're in the labor and delivery room, and you're like, oh my God.
I agree. I feel the same way.
If I could get an epidural for putting on my fitted sheets, I'd do it in a second.
All right. Well, that's our 10 things we hate about you, you being everything.
So listen, we are very... No, listen. Victoria is a very positive person for the most part.
Hmm.
She, for the most part, you have... I said for the most part.
Yeah.
And it's impossible to be like that all the time. And this is just not a little bit into, you know, the negativity of the daily life.
But you know what? I was really frustrated with the first 5 hours of my workday today.
Yes.
And then we talked about this and now I feel fine.
Yeah.
Because I think you just, I think there's health to the unhealthy habit in a weird way. And I just mean like healthy venting is actually a good thing for you.
Well, yeah. It's just like when you want to meet a goal, you write it down. When you want to get something off your chest, you talk about
it. Yeah.
It's the same thing. It's once it's out of you, it's out of you.
Yeah.
And then you can figure out what to do with the next step. Now, we're not going to talk about these things anymore, but I will think of all of you when I wash my face.
You can figure it out. Like,
stop it.
Navigate.
Stop it.
Navigate the road.
Stop changing the narrative of this podcast.
No, this is exactly actually, the narrative. Yeah. We want to keep this narrative.
Please don't come up to me and tell me that I'm your favorite human. One, I know that's not true. Two, I know you're just making fun of me. And three, it's because Victoria told you to.
Oh, I'm definitely going to remind people. Be like, hey, did you listen in on Monday? You know, you got to say. I actually agree. I think my biggest takeaway is that I did learn something. That a person is individualized and human is just way more broad.
I feel like you're being funny.
Funny like, ha ha?
You just, no, like, ha ha, I just ha ha'd your text.
No, I didn't boop you.
Boop.
No, that's like legit because I was like, all right, that doesn't make any sense. And then you said it and I was like, actually, that makes
sense. You are my favorite person.
I know, thank you.
And I... And I
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. And I have other favorite people, but a human is a species. So that would mean that I am your favorite human in the entire world, which we all know is not accurate and true. And that's what I'm just like, speak truths.
Speak truths. I hate when people are like, but that's not my truth.
Yes.
Like, shut the
Yeah. Oh my God. We have to have two E's on this podcast. Two E's?
I'm just going to keep E-ing it.
Shush up. Oh my gosh.
Ew, I hate that. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
And remember, you're always fit to be real
and always allowed to be a little extra.
For legal reasons, we have to tell you that this podcast is meant for entertainment and educational purposes only. We are not healthcare professionals. For all of your health, wellness, fitness, and self-care needs, please refer to the medical professional in your life, your primary care physician, your therapist, a certified coach, whoever it may be. And then let us know what they say, because I guarantee we need to know it too. Okay? Okay, bye.